This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Carm Capriotto, Remarkable Results Radio. Good to have you here. Woo! You know, I was just thinking the other day about our body of work and all the great stuff that we produce for you each and every week. There's no rhyme or reason as to what kind of topics we can come up for you, but we know that when you listen, you can learn just one thing. And in so many cases, it's more than just one thing. So we appreciate you being here. I got the coolest show. Let me introduce my guests to you. Father and two sons, OMG, Rich Falco from Diagon Demand, a mobile technology specialist and CTI instructor. Hello, Rich.
Hello. Good morning.
Been on the show before. You and I, and I think it was it Oscar?
Yep, at Vision. Yeah.
We did an episode at Vision, and just asking how the boys were. Tracy's gotten to know your wife, Chrissy, to find out that you had twins and they work in the business. And this is so cool. And I said, you think Zachary and Tyler would come on and talk about their career so far, their dad, maybe their boss? Interesting. And so he said, I think they'll come on. So this episode is, I don't know as much as we want to say it's about succession. It's about grooming and growing, you know, young talent. It's about turning over the business. It's about letting them fail while you're there to help pick them up, but they end up learning, because that's what so much of life and any skilled trade's about.
Absolutely. I regularly, I guess you could say, pre-diagnose the car. I see something and I go, okay, guys, you're on your own on this one, and see if they can figure it out for themselves.
So you're sitting with what you believe is the knowledge of the problem, but you don't want to share it.
Sometimes.
It's brilliant. How else can you learn?
Yeah.
And to your point, Rich, some leaders are so quick to give up the answers so that they look like the smartest one in the bunch. And that's just the wrong thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. They need to sometimes figure it out for themselves. And there's plenty of times where it's way beyond them because they're both relatively new. And in that case, I will work my way through it. And then if I figured it out, I will explain to them my thought process, how I went about it. Did these tests make sense to you guys? Did you understand why I did this or whatever it may be? So hopefully they pick up a thing or two.
It's almost like you're training them in a case study that's real. I mean, all case studies are real. I get that. But you're in a live environment.
Yeah, it's not a prepackaged PowerPoint that I already know the problem.
Remember, if you earn your living in the service aftermarket, then Apex is the expo for you. Continue listening and we'll bring you the latest from Apex 2024. Save the date, November 5th through the 7th, 2024. Hey, for over 30 years, Napa Trax has made selecting the right shop management system easy by offering the best, most comprehensive SMS in the industry. We'll prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. Find Napa Trax on the web at napatracs.com. Also, thanks to aftermarketmanagementnetwork.com for information that can help you move your business ahead, and for the free and informative laborratetracker.com. Let me see. I found out that Tyler's the oldest of the twins.
Yes.
By 9 minutes. I mean, it's really important to know that 9 minute makes him so much older.
Yeah, much to Zach's dismay.
Oh, why, you pick on him for that?
No. I mean, yes, but not a lot. It's not every day or anything like that.
As twins, you're dressed right. So obviously you've got this really cool company jersey. I like that. Very professional looking. Tell me about the business, Zach. I find it fascinating that you're learning to be a mobile technology specialist, or you already are, and you're just grooming yourself and just coming up with new stuff. Are you also interested in the business side?
A bit. Sometimes the whole, I guess, getting new customers and stuff like that is a little different to me because I'm not used to working in something where you have to be not only professional, but incredibly friendly to convince people that, hey, I know what I'm doing. Please let me help you. At first, it was definitely a lot of my dad going in and talking to people and being like, hey, these are the things we can do. If you need this or that, or you need this car programmed or this calibrated, we can do that. And then eventually it became, hey, here's the cards. You're going to go in and explain what we do, which was always a little, I don't want to say nerve-wracking, but interesting, because he's a wealth of knowledge. And if they have any random questions, he can just answer them on the fly, where they'll ask me and I'll go, let me find out, which is something I say all the time because I'm not yet an expert in just general mechanics.
It's brilliant what you said about let me find out. And I learned a long time ago that I couldn't ever assume that I knew something for the client, for the friend, for anyone, that they would then rely on me to make a good decision based on what I assumed I knew. And I think it's so much better to say, I don't know, let me find out. And not enough people do that, Zach. Tyler, are you like that too?
Yeah. Zach's been doing this a considerably longer time than myself. I only started probably
a month.
Yeah, probably I've only been in this for about a month. So it is a lot of, you know what, I'm not sure. Let me double check, make sure I'm getting you the right information. Yeah, it's a lot of, if I don't know, I do know somebody that probably does know. So just bear with me and I'll get you the right information.
And then they call Tama Yaliba.
Yeah, like absolutely. If you don't pick up, then.
In fact, I think we did an episode with him, I think at ASTE last year. When you love to work with your hands and love to play with technology, sitting and talking to people and asking them to let us help you and do work for you, that's so out of comfort zones in being in the technology, the technician, technology expert field. You like to talk to cars, not people, right?
More than you know. Yeah.
What an honest answer. I love it. Tell me how tough it is, Zach.
I don't mind talking to people, but generally my enjoyment in talking to people comes from knowing a good deal about the field I'm talking about. So if it's calibrations and stuff like that, I know a good deal. I know what I'm talking about. If you take a bumper off and the radar's attached or behind it, you need to recalibrate the bumper. Or if the windshield gets taken off, you have to redo the eyeline camera. But the second somebody's like, yeah, so I've got this pressure in this valve and I don't feel like I'm getting fuel pressure from the fuel pump, can you check like powers and grounds? I'm like, okay, hang on. I need to get wiring diagrams and this, that, and the other, because I have next to no idea where I'm going with that right off the bat.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Right, Rich?
Yeah. No, that's my goal for them, is to get them up and running in calibrations and programming. And Zach really does have the majority of programming and calibrations, ADAS calibrations, pretty much down. And when it's a diag, when it's beyond just putting a target up or doing a calibration, then that's where I come in. Because I do still teach for CarQuest, so I'm not always there. So sometimes they're on their own. They have to figure out things for themselves.
But you can be as close as the phone if necessary.
Yeah, exactly. As long as I'm not in a class, I'm usually pretty accessible. So,
in fact, I thought I saw you doing that at Apex. I just think.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, at Apex, definitely.
Somehow you said it's one of the boys or something like that. And obviously, they were probably out working, generating revenue. In fact, Tyler, Zachary, what you described is the revenue generation side of the business. Yeah, it's great to get a great client and have them be a perpetual loyal over and over and over again. But sooner or later, like in any customer, you're searching for any new customer, some leave, some close up, some go away, and you got to constantly seed with new, especially to pull potentially three salaries out of a business.
Yep, that's probably our biggest struggle right now is the mobile diagnostics and calibration business is pretty well saturated. So I'm probably a little late to the game.
I see. So that's so interesting, because there's so much consolidation going on in the industry, Rich. Do you see, and this is maybe it's off topic, maybe it's not, maybe this is all part of succession. You've got an incredible, young, talented group that, as a father, you have to think about what's the future for the boys, because they made a commitment to come to work for me, right?
I think the glory days of mobile is coming to an end. I think that the insurance companies are going to clamp down on calibrations and pricing, and a lot of these body shops are all consolidating and they're buying their own calibration company. For a lot of them, you're fighting a lot of big companies for a small piece of the pie. So I think that this industry is going to change a little bit. So
it's going to get tougher to generate revenue and clients. Okay. It doesn't mean that there's a couple of mobile units that could get together and say, look, we don't need multiple, not that they have HR people, but systems and processes and training and equipment. And I can maybe not find big synergies in consolidation, but inevitably it just may happen. The beauty that I love about what you have is, yeah, you've got a backup with CTI, but you also have to figure out where Zach and Tyler are going to eat. As ugly as that sounds, guys, it's the food on the table thing that dad probably worries about all the time.
Yeah, I've already been through building up and selling a business, so it's always on my mind.
But Tampa's a fairly large marketplace. You've got Tampa, Sarasota, you've got a lot of things, a lot of people up there.
Because Zach and Ty are so new and I'm kind of not available 100% of the time, I haven't pushed to grow maybe as fast as we could, because I don't want to be overwhelmed and I don't want to overwhelm them and then have upset customers. So we're taking it slow. I'm trying to get Tyler up and running doing keys and key programming. And we do have quite a lot of businesses looking for that. So, and with some of the upcoming changes with NASTIF, that might get interesting. So,
yeah, it may. So on the Diagon Demand trucks, and again, I don't know if you have one, two, three.
One working on two.
All right, one working on two. Okay. So Zach and Tyler go out together on a job?
Oh, yeah. As soon as we're done here, we're splitting up. I'm going to Diags, they're going to programming.
Okay, but you only have one truck.
I guess we should say one and a half. When we split up, I kind of grab what I think I'm going to need and hope that's enough off of the main truck. But I'm slowly building up two of everything so that we can start a second truck.
So two brains is better than one, right, Tyler?
Yeah, Zach definitely knows what he's doing more. But there's been a couple of times where he's kind of just trying to put his head through a brick wall. And I'm like, wait, hang on. Do we really just got to sit here and do that? Is there not another way? And you'll go like, oh, wait, yeah, no, there's this other thing we can use. I'm like, cool, because I wouldn't have thought of that. I'm just kind of, without having all the experience that he does, I kind of just exist as that secondary voice just going, isn't there another way? Is this the best way to do this? And generally it's like, no, I know what I'm doing. All right, just making sure that you're thinking all the way through. And generally speaking, he is. And I'm just being impatient, wondering why something's taking so long.
So you're the newbie. What were you doing before?
A little bit of everything. Before this, I worked in a couple of different trades and restaurants and nothing of like great note, just a lot of like working in construction, tiling, nothing so technical.
Nothing so technical. But did dad recruit you or did you just come to him and say, okay, I'm in?
Both, I guess.
I recruited him a little bit. It's funny because my dad, for you know my entire childhood, you're not going to be a mechanic. You don't want to be a mechanic. You're too smart. Don't be a mechanic. And here I am, a mechanic my whole life. And I thought the same thing for them. I, despite my dad saying, you don't want to be a mechanic, that's all I wanted to do was work on cars growing up. I didn't expose them at all to cars. I thought, well, keep them out of this as much as possible and they won't end up on a lube rack somewhere killing their back and their knees. And when COVID hit and I couldn't teach as much, you know, I just kind of thought, well, what can I do? And I realized the calibration and the programming was a lot different than doing brake jobs all day long. So I kind of slowly said to them, you know, if you want to ride around with me, if you want to check this out, we'll see if you like it. And if it interests you, then you can jump into it. And Zach was the first because he showed the most interest, I guess. We're getting busy to the point where I think we'll need a second or third person. I guess second, since I'm not full time. So I brought them on. You know, it's a lot different than working in a shop. That was my hesitation in bringing them into this business.
Guys, ever think you'll have brick and mortar?
I don't know. We've talked about it. I've been through that once before. I don't know at my age if I wanted to. You know, the first time I opened a shop, I was 19. So those first 5 years of making all the mistakes and not making any money and being at the shop until 3 a.m. And, you know, I didn't think twice about that at 20 or 21. And now I'm like, God, do I want to start that all over again, you know?
Yeah, well, I think of Keith, you know, Keith Perkins doing what he's doing and said, hey, I got to have brick and mortar to support what he has.
I think there might come a point where, you know, there's going to be, you know, if we can, again, build this business up.
Capture market share, right? The boys really take off. Their learning curve is huge.
Yeah, yeah.
How old are you guys?
25.
25. Wow.
26 in a week.
26 in a week.
Yeah.
You remember that, Rich?
Yeah, it's scary.
You remember 26?
I do.
Yeah.
26, 96.
I was married by then.
I was married. Yeah. I got married when I was 26. I had them when I was 28.
Damn. Is dad sending you to any kind of training or are you relying on him as your trainer?
Zach was at ASTE last year.
Yeah.
I did a live class right here in Palmetto last week that they both came to. They have sat in on a bunch of my webinars for CTI. Actually, they'll both be at STX.
Nice.
So yeah, they're going to some training.
Tyler, what is it like working with your dad and brother?
Uh-oh.
Your whole career depends on this answer.
It's proof that I can work with anybody. Compared to all the other work environments I've been in, I have no complaints because, I mean, it's working with two people I've known my whole life. So it's not like that awkward getting to know your coworkers kind of thing. The other side of that is because we know each other so well, you know, we're always like throwing jabs and everything at each other the whole time. Anytime you mess something up, it's just like jokes upon jokes upon jokes.
I knew that about you, Tyler. I knew that. Zach, I knew you were going to do that.
If only we put it that nicely, huh?
Yeah.
These guys could absolutely survive a shop environment. They've got thick skin.
But you're constantly learning from each other. I mean, you know, you can have a lot of fun and do grab-assing, which is, I think, what we used to call it, Rich, when you'd harass someone.
Yeah, we might do a little too much of that.
Yeah, there's a lot of harassing.
But at the end of the day, you're better for it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because like at the end of the day, we are still learning. So it's like, as much as we make our jokes and poke fun, at the end of a job, if there was something we didn't know, by the end of the job, we've got to at least, even if we don't know it super well, we have a better grasp than what we had beforehand. So it's always a learning experience, no matter how many mistakes or how right you got it on the first shot.
If you went to Apex 2023, then you realize the incredible commitment that Apex has to the service professional shop owner, technician, and service advisor. Joe's Garage is your place to hang out with 10 working bays and real live working conditions. Also, the best tech companies from tools and repair to management software had their latest and greatest on display and demonstrated for you. You also attended technical and business management training with the industry's best and brightest trainers, coaches, and teachers. Work is underway to make next year's Apex 2024 have even more product demos, trending training, marketing, and social media support to help you grow your career, sales, and profits. Remember, if you earn your living in the service aftermarket, then Apex is the expo for you. Continue listening, and we'll bring you the latest from Apex 2024. Save the date, November 5th through the 7th, 2024. Let's face it, your shop management system is the single most important tool in your shop, period. NapaTrax was built from the ground up to make your business more profitable and efficient. We provide an extensive set of tools to increase and track profitability in real time. NapaTrax offers the industry's best post-sale support, hands down, and we train your people on site. Yep, on site. And we offer remote refresher training 10 times a week, and customer support is open 6 days a week. Give us a call, visit the website, or join our Facebook community today to learn more. We'll prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. NapaTrax is always customized and tailored for you, whether you're a one-man shop or a large multi-bay or multi-location company. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Visit us on the web at NapaTrax, that's NapaTrax.com. Hey, ever wonder how your labor rate compares to your market and state? You now have a site where you can confidentially upload your rate and see other labor rates published in your market. LaborRateTracker.com is an important site to know about. Currently, the database has over 1,000 shops participating and growing every day. But there's more to setting your rates than finding out what others charge. You should look at the labor rates in your state and town to gain a complete picture of the labor rate landscape. Hey, it's easy. Get market intelligence like never before at LaborRateTracker.com.
Zach, what do you love the most about what you do?
I think just working with my hands. I like tech. It's fun to use and it's interesting. The baseline being something easily controlled and technical is really nice compared to other lines of work where it's just uncontrollable chaos. This, at least, if something's a little weird or a little strange, generally there's service information, a wiring diagram explaining why things are so colorful and tangled up. I think the manner in which the whole like area is kind of grounded is nice rather than just working in mites and maybes. You have definites on like, if this isn't working, this is why, or having kind of clear cut logic to things.
Black and white.
Yeah.
Oh, you could tell he's new.
You didn't read me up on how to do these podcasts.
No. What I'm saying is there's plenty of gray areas in the auto repair industry.
But he was basically saying, though, that he loves the black and white, but diagnostics isn't always black and white. There's all these different rabbit holes you have to either go into or come out of. I get that. But at the end of the day, to have a talent that wants to work with their hands, that's exactly what you guys do, period. Ever done a brake job, Zach?
Nope.
Just checking. Tyler, how about you?
I'm the trooper.
Yeah, you helped me. I mean, so Tyler's done a brake. They can both do an oil change, but that's about where their skill ends.
Tyler, what do you like about what you do?
I like the automotive industry mainly because it's just a lot of my time is spent in a car. And the more I know about how everything works, the more confident I am just with that vehicle. I like the car that I drive isn't always in the greatest shape. So I like being able to go, okay, well, that might be this. Or I like how to learn how to diagnose what the issue is or know that, okay, well, it's this. So to fix it, I need this and that. Or it's making noise because of this. Or there's smoke coming out of that because of that. As much as growing up, my dad was always like, you're not going to be a mechanic. You're not going to be a mechanic. It's the same thing that happened with him where it's like, okay, well, now I want to know more. Why not? So a lot of it has just been just enjoying learning how things work. That's kind of the big thing for me is because I like to know, like when I see something I don't understand, it's like, well, why does it do that? How does it work? Like, how does it get to where it is? Like, I was always obsessed with like that How It's Made show where it was like, it shows you this item. It's like, well, sure, I don't know where that comes from. And then the whole thing is just explaining how it's, I mean, it's the show's name is How It's Made. So it's like, I just like to see the point A, point B, point C of something.
I'm like you, man. I just love that show. I want to know how I just want to know how things are made. I just want to be dazzled as to what's the machinery or the product or the technology that makes so many of the things that we take for granted every day, a la the automobile, as an owner of a vehicle that doesn't quite run right. And I got to make a comment, Rich, Zach, Tyler, on this. I don't want you to grow up and be a mechanic. I don't want you to grow up and be a mechanic. And Rich, you've heard me talk about the technology specialist. And
oh, I love that.
Let's change the language in our industry that has so ruined the image. And it's greasy, it's dirty. You guys look professional. You're not greasy. You're not dirty. Frankly, you guys aren't mechanics. You're technology specialists. You have committed to learn whatever it takes to make that car go forward and back as safe as possible. And it's all about the computers and it's all about the wires and it's all about being a brainiac. That's what I call what you guys do, what you are. So you're not mechanics in my mind. And Rich, you don't look at them as mechanics, I bet.
Not at all.
Not at all.
No. Nope.
And so if you say you're not going to grow up and be a mechanic, but yet you've brought them into an automotive business, Diagon Demand has nothing to do with mechanics. Nothing. Zip zero.
Now we have a remarkably small toolbox on the van. Just enough, you know, screwdrivers and 10 millimeter sockets to do basic adjustments and minor disassembly for radars or whatever it may be. But
how many scopes do you have?
Three.
You have a lot of OE laptops?
Oh, yes, yes. Isaac Rodell has taken care of us with laptops. And whether it's Isaac or AES Wave, we have a whole bunch of factory interfaces.
So you're geared up.
Yes, maybe not everything. You know, Zentry, Mercedes tool is a tough one to do because of the price point, but we'll slowly get there eventually.
So, Zach, if Dad came to you and says, we're changing our uniforms, when we walk into his shop, we're going to wear a white lab coat. Would you wear it?
Probably not.
Because what we have to tell our young people today is that we have these incredibly technology type jobs that if you would love to wear a white lab coat and work as a technician in a lab somewhere, this is what we do. The white lab coat in my mind is just a metaphor that we don't get as dirty as our trade isn't that dirty anymore. Yeah, it's dirty. But if you choose to work and work on the computer side of our industry, the technology side of our industry, you can wear a beautiful uniform and look good all the time.
I know what Zach is thinking. White lab coat, and I got to lay on the ground of a body shop to put a laser underneath the car. It's not going to work.
I totally get that. But that's kind of where we're headed. You know, Zach, you may, in 4 or 5 years, you may not have to lay on the ground. and do that stuff.
That's the goal.
You've got a lot of ADAS equipment on the truck?
Yes. Probably not enough, but we're getting there.
Okay. What are you missing?
The 3-in-1?
Yes. What we're missing is easier equipment to use because we have a mobile system that uses a big heavy frame for some of the targets. And probably 6 months after we bought the big heavy frame, maybe a year, they came out with a more compact and easier to use. So every time we're lugging that big heavy frame off the van, we're saying to ourselves, all right, the next van, we're getting that 3-in-1. And then it'll be a fight over who gets the van easier.
That would be Dad.
Yes, of course.
I mean, I get it. I do a majority of the calibrations.
Oh, here we go. I love this. We have a family argument. Perfect. Just what I wanted to hear. Guys, any college in the background at all?
No.
Okay. Where are you going to get your business knowledge? From Dad? Or are you going to go to these conferences? Are you going to take some business courses?
Probably. Likely some business courses.
Yeah, we're admittedly winging it on the business side a little bit. I mean, I have an accountant and everything set up properly, but having my own shop before, I know some of the mistakes to avoid, but that's something I really want them to get into is the numbers and that side of the business so that they can see where the money's going and what we need to do to be profitable.
Together, they both need to understand the business side of the business, but yet, and I don't want to put you on the spot, Rich, Zach or Tyler would be the better lead on the business side.
Probably. Oh, God, that's a good question.
All right. Don't bite your neck despite your face here. Zach, business, Tyler, business. Does that interest you at all? Gross profit margins, you do some analysis, look at a profit and loss statement.
Yeah. I mean, I think between the two of us, I think Zach is a little more calculating. I think he would fit in with that a little better.
That's the way I was heading. Okay, good.
Yeah, really?
Look at guys, I don't know if you know this, but you're going to have to be working your butt off to pay your dad for not working. Do you know that? Do you know how that works? He didn't do this so he could work harder.
Exactly. Get out there and make some money for me.
Oh, my God.
We have our days where we do pretty good.
Yes, you do.
This is the summary of succession plan, family succession plan with twins. I love this.
Yep.
As much as your dad has a plan and he knows it's going to take a surmountable amount of time, Rich, to make it all work, we have to keep up with the knowledge. We have to find new clients. We have to make them as happy as they possibly can. And we have to deal with the forces of the industry. To your point, Rich, about the insurance people that will pay the sublet. But to your point, they're probably going to clamp down on that, right?
We all anticipate it, yeah.
Because the sublets used to be easy to do.
Yep. There's way too many people out there doing them that shouldn't be. And that's another problem.
You have to be the people that should be.
Yes.
And you have to be so good at it that the shouldn't be's will just disappear.
Absolutely. And we need to educate the customers and the industry that the shouldn't be's get the light off, but it doesn't necessarily mean the car is fixed or calibrated properly. And that's sometimes a tough path.
So following up, guys, on a client, Zach, you come out of a client, you're picking up the phone, calling back, says, hey, we were just there a couple of days ago. Everything's fine with that car still. Do you ever do that?
For some of our people that we end up doing a lot of work for frequently, like we've got a body shop, we're there probably every other day, if not every day. We'll always check in and be like, hey, did that all work out? How's this going? Generally in the tone of, we know we did the right thing. We just want to make sure you guys aren't having any doubts. Just because here and there, sometimes you get the, well, and then you're sitting there like wondering, what do they mean? Why are they like a little slow on the draw? What are they thinking? Because we had one guy for the longest time. We weren't sure if he liked us. He's just not a very
personable guy.
Yeah, not super personable. He said we're the only guys he calls every single time. It's like, hey, can you do this thing? We're like, sure. And every time we get there, we can do the programming, no problem, in and out in less than an hour almost every single time. Because at that point, the only issue is if TLC is having a fun day or not. It's a little strange sometimes doing stuff like that, I guess.
I love the fact that you're following up and following through, I think, today. The client experience, even if you're in this, if you will, Rick, the wholesale side of the business, meaning that, you know, you're not dealing with the face of the ultimate client, the car owner, you're dealing with shops and collision shops. They are just as important to have a great experience with you guys.
100%. very early on, I had to explain that to Zach probably repeatedly. We are there to solve their problems. And if we solve their problems, price almost doesn't matter. It's, is that car fixed that has been sitting here for 3 weeks that nobody could figure out? Yeah, it's done. One of our better customers is a Dodge dealer, and they called us on a Dodge that they couldn't figure out. And I was teaching and sent Zach, and Zach is panicking. You know, I'm going to the Dodge dealer to try to figure out something that they couldn't. And he figured it out. And he figured it out in probably 10 to 15 minutes, if not less than that. He said, you know, the service manager's been watching me in this entire time. What, you know, how do I write that bill? And I'm like, you write that bill and you hand it to him because he doesn't care. You fixed his problem. That's what matters to him. And that guy, we stopped over there about a week ago because we haven't heard from him. We were actually nervous. We lost their business. They were like, oh no, it's just been slow. We haven't had anything we couldn't figure out. He's like, don't worry. Don't worry. You guys are our first call no matter what. You solve our problems. And it's a great relationship that get along with them and we solve their problems. And they know when they call us that the car is going to be fixed. So
I just warn people that it's very easy to accept an excuse. How I got beat up in my early days over accepting a reason for a customer that, you know, we don't need your services because we've been slow or stuff like that hasn't come in. That's part of that whole conditioning thing, Rich, that you can help the guys with and that they're going to learn over time. And we always say, I wish I could have the last 10 years back. I would have done different things, right? Really, really. And so your wisdom, Rich, in my mind is whatever your dad can tell you about situations and feelings that he has about things, listen to him carefully. Because again, he doesn't want you guys to take years to figure all this out, years to be successful. And if the challenge is out there for consolidation or with the abundance, there's just too many of us out there, then you've got your marching orders. You have to be the best.
Man, that's what we're shooting for.
So that Rich doesn't have to work every day. Golly.
You guys got to pay for my mountain house in, up in North Carolina.
Do you have one?
No. I'm saying that's...
So Chrissy pretty much says this is what we're doing, right?
Chrissy wants to move to North Carolina. So, and there was discussions about, you know, me going up towards Raleigh. So we'll see.
A lot of good people up there in that area.
Absolutely.
A lot of great people up there. Well, look at guys, thank you for exposing yourselves to the industry like you have. But I think this lesson is about family. It is about succession. It is about working together, especially twins. And Tyler's 9 minutes older, so he's the older brother here. Wow,
we have the better Falco. Now we have the older Falco.
Oh my God, yeah. But thank you so much, and your wife Chrissy is a great lady. Your mom keeps you all on the same wavelength. Is she going to listen to this? God, you better say something.
She'll be fine. She'll be fine. Yeah.
Continued success to you guys. Always great to hear stories like this. Actually, this is the first ever that we've done, you know, the father and the two sons and a future succession happening right here in front of our eyes. Rich Falco, Zachary Falco, Tyler Falco, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.